This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Proverbs 31 asks, "A woman of valor, who can find?" In Jewish culture, Proverbs 31 is sung every week on the Sabbath and read at the end of a woman's life at her funeral. It's the ultimate praise for any woman. Here's Yael Eckstein with more on what Proverbs 31 has to teach us.
According to some scholars, Abraham originally composed Proverbs 31 as a eulogy for his wife, Sarah. Others suggest that Solomon wrote it in praise of his mother, Bathsheba. But this song of praise is a tribute to each and every woman of every household. And yet, we might be surprised by the compliments bestowed upon this woman of valor, this Eshet Chayil in Hebrew. For example, the word chayil generally translates as valor or noble, but it's nearly identical to the Hebrew word chayal, meaning soldier. The woman of valor is first and foremost a soldier. She is strong, competent, and loyal to her family. She is strict when necessary, unbreakable when tested, and hardworking for the sake of her family and community. And yet, the next phrase reads, "Far beyond pearls is her value." As strong as she may be, the woman of valor is more graceful and beautiful even than a pearl. These contrasts between hard and soft, a woman of the home and the workplace, are all part of the description of the Eshet Chayil, the woman of valor. The woman of valor is described in Proverbs 31 as encompassing all of these roles at once and thriving in them all.
If you would like to learn more about what it means to be a woman of valor, visit holylandmoments.ca to download a free copy of the Fellowship's newest devotional. That's holylandmoments.ca.